Hey there, sexy people. It's story time, sexy story time with Brett. So this weekend, I got to go to the city and hook up with somebody. And since I forgot my microphone and I couldn't record any of it, I would tell you all the story of my lovely weekend. Heads up, if you're not into ball busting, foot worship, or ass play, you should probably just try find something else, because that's what happened this weekend. So first was the 4-hour drive to the city, which y'all don't need to hear about because it sucked. And then there was a couple hours of waiting in the hotel room, which also kind of sucked. But I had internet company, so that was cool. Anyway, shortly after 6, my hookup got off work, texted me that he was going home to change and get ready and come, and then, well, not come. So he was going to get on the bus, and then, so he texted me from the first bus, and then he texted me that the second bus was either late or hadn't come, and he wasn't sure how far down the hotel was, so he was waiting for the bus. I offered to go pick him up, but he's like, well, then you'd be out in the cold. And here I am thinking, well, you're out in the cold. But then, like, 5 minutes later, he texted me that he was here. So not knowing if here was, like, right outside my door or here in the hotel, I checked outside the door and opened my door right as the elevator dinged and he walked off the elevator. And, like, my room was, like, right across from the elevator, so I basically grabbed him by the jacket and hauled him into my room, slammed him up against the wall, and started kissing him. Because that's how I roll. Okay, no, it was one little kiss. It was a very sweet kiss. And then I hugged him a bunch because he was frozen. So that was pretty much the first move, is because it's really, really cold right now. So I asked him to come in and cuddle, and we would warm up for a bit while we figured out what the plan was. So we crawled into bed and cuddled, and there was lots and lots of kissing and cuddling and whatnot. And then I kind of asked him where he wanted to start, and he's like, oh, I thought we already had started. So he likes wordplay a lot. He claims to have 3 fetishes, asses, feet, and ball busting. I think he has 4, because I'm pretty sure puns and wordplay is a fetish for him. And for those of you who don't know me, I have a fairly visceral reaction to wordplay. So there was a lot of fighting yesterday. Anyway, so there was lots of kissing and cuddling, and it was very nice. And so he likes feet, and I was more than happy to take advantage of that. So I made him give me a foot rub, because foot rubs are awesome. And seriously, if you want a good foot rub, find somebody that likes feet. They will rub your feet. And they'll just keep rubbing, and it's great. So there was lots of giggling and whatnot. So then he was making more horrible jokes, and I asked him if he wanted to get on his knees already. And so when, for us, because usually what we do, what I do is I kick him or knee him, to start out, I'll start out sitting on the edge of the bed and he'll kneel, and I'll just kick him very lightly so that I can kind of get my aim, and then we can both sort of calibrate how hard, I should go. So just like little taps, and plus it's really nice because if he's, right beside the bed, I can like lean forward and kiss him, and, we've discovered that we very much enjoy kissing while I kick him in the nuts as much as possible. So And then the other part of that, so he starts on his knees, and then ideally I kick him or knee him or whatever a bunch until he ends up back on his knees, because that's kind of like the safe, the stop word, I guess, is when he hits his knees again, he's done for a minute or two. So yeah, I was kicking him as he was kneeling on the floor, and he kissing him lots, and there's a couple reactions that I get out of him when I kick, and that's my favorite part, because the kicking itself, I'm not gonna like go up and kick somebody in the nuts just because it gets me off, but if it gets them off, then it's super hot. So he flinches a lot, and especially if it's lighter than he is expecting, or if I like pull my kicks, which I do a lot, because then he flinches and it's hilarious. If I actually connect, there's two faces that he makes. The one that he's got like a real, really a deep groan. That's a pretty good connection. And the other face that he makes is, he gets this kind of like half grin, and sometimes he snarls a little bit, which is pretty hot. And just the look in his eyes, he gets this look of, there is nowhere else I would rather be right now. Please kick me again, which I usually do. For those of you who are trying to picture him, he looks a little bit like Wesley from The Princess Bride. I know, right? with a little like soul patch goatee and mustache. He's cute. I think so anyway. So yeah, once I kind of had warmed him up that way, just kicking him as I was sitting down, he took my hands and we stood up and kissed some more. And so if I'm kicking him, I have to be like at least arms, well, foot length away, right? I can't kick him from close distance. But when we're really close together, which we do a lot because we like kissing, I will knee him in the junk. So I just bring my knee up. And so he pulls me up and pulls me close and kiss a little bit. And I bring my knee up. And the first time I connect, he kind of gives this like happy grunt. And he's like, I fucking missed your knees. And I'm like, what? And he says like, I thought feet were your favorite. And he says, yeah, no, I definitely love getting kicked in the nuts, but I have missed your knees, which made me feel all warm and fuzzy. So then I slammed him up against the wall and kneed him a couple more times. And varying it up. So sometimes I would just like bring my knee up quick and just like one shot. And sometimes I would kind of put my weight on one foot and bring my knee up slowly and just kind of crush them. Both of them get very good responses. And it was very fun. So yeah, so I had him up against the wall and I was kind of kneeing him. And then one time I ground my knee into his crotch really pretty good. And he grabbed me and spun me around and threw me up against the wall and like kissed me like really, really hard. Really like damn near feral. It was great. And he kind of growls and he's like, you have no idea how turned on I am right now. And I'm like, you know, think I have a half a clue. So then I threw him up against the wall and kneed him a few more times. And then I started to step back and he was following me. So I was like, push him against the wall again so that I could kick him. And I kicked him a few times. And then he finally took to his knees again. And it was really kind of nice. Like I'll just stand there with him, and then he like leans against me and usually has his arms wrapped around me, around my waist sort of, and just play with his hair and hold him for a little bit. like not like aftercare because we're not done yet, but like in care, in scene care, whatever. Anyway, so I think we did that about twice. There was some, like, he took his knees and then he got back up again. I kicked him some more and then he hit the ground again. And we kind of shuffled backwards towards the bed. And he was wearing a sweater. So he'd taken his sweater off. And I was still wearing all my clothes, which at this point was like a long sleeve t-shirt and jeans. So I took off my shirt. Because he had taken off his shirt, which left me in a bra. And I was like, oh, it's just fair. Haha, you took off your shirt, so now I took off my shirt. But now he was still kneeling on the floor at the edge of the bed. On beside the bed. And I was sitting on the edge of the bed. And lots of making outs. And I kind of fell off the bed into his lap at one point. And then somehow his belt came undone and was off. No idea who did that. It was me. So then I stole his belt and I started pulling his jeans off. So then once his jeans are off, he's like, well, now you're more dressed than I am. So then he took my jeans off. I was wearing stockings this whole time. So then he peeled my stockings off like super slow, kissing all the way down my leg. Very, very sensually, very made me all tingly and stuff. And then he gave me a very, very brief, like, kiss and nuzzle of the feet. He would have done more, but I think he was planning on doing something different pretty quickly. So then we cuddled in bed, pretty much in our underwear. He pulled my bra down, started teasing. And then I reached down between his legs and I just grabbed his balls in my hands and was squeezing a little bit, which he makes very fun noises when I do that, very happy grunts and moans. And then he started rubbing me through my panties and, it got me to like really, really close to orgasm. And it was like the frustrating sort of, if you just rubbed just slightly differently, but I don't have the words to explain it. So I finally was like, you condom, fuck me now. So he went and grabbed a condom. And so that was just straight up missionary guy on top. But I move my feet a lot on him when I'm with him. So like my feet were up like behind his back and like rubbing down his legs. Lots and lots of kissing while we had sex. And it was pretty quick because I'm like pent up like all hell. And he was probably pent up by this time because, he was so turned on, remember? Anyway, so round one was done. That probably from the time he got to the hotel to end of round one was probably about 2 hours. So I felt pretty good about that. So then we were cuddling and I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot to get food because I wasn't sure if he'd had supper or not. And so we kind of debated where we were going to go for supper and we looked up supper places. And so we decided to go out in the cold, which we are silly people to do this, but we went out in the cold for supper. And actually, we went to a really great little Italian, like, cafe place. So I had booze, coffee, and pizza. And it was, like, super good stove-fired pizza. It was amazing. Anyway, and so, yeah, I had booze, coffee, which is great. So then we got back home, or back to the hotel. We walked back. And then we had to defrost again. So there's lots more cuddling and snuggling and kissing. And I pretty much got naked the minute we got back to the hotel. Because that's how I roll. And then, yeah, more cuddling and grinding into his nuts. And somewhere along the lines, I ended up on top of him and he's like, oh, I really like this. I was like, well, really? And so then I wrote it like I stole it. But we were getting pretty tired at that point. So, round two, cuddles, and he convinced me that I should set an alarm for, like, because checkout was at 11. He's like, you should set an alarm for like 8 o'clock, so we have time to like cuddle and do stuff before we have to check out. And I'm like, okay, you realize like I'm gonna be up every 2 hours tonight because new person in my bed, I will not sleep. I will be waking you up to bang multiple times tonight. He's like, just in case, set an alarm. I'm like, okay, fine. Set an alarm for 8 o'clock. So we fell asleep, I'm guessing around 1 o'clock-ish. Sure enough, 3:30 in the morning, I look at the clock because I'm awake. And so I decide to wake him up by sucking on his balls. I can't remember which time we had sex, because I pretty much woke him up every 2 hours. I think it was at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock and... No, 3 o'clock, I just sucked his balls for a while. Then I went back to sleep. 5 o'clock, Was it 5 or 6? No. I can't remember. Anyway, at some point in the middle of the night, because we weren't supposed to be up yet, I woke him up again, and I was teasing him and sucking his balls, and I kind of whispered in his ear, he's like, can I give you a blowjob? And he's like, And I'm like, what did you say? And he's like, yes. So I started giving him a blowjob, and then he's like, I'm really not going to come that way. And I'm like, that's okay. Oh, I missed a part. Okay. Because at one point during the cuddling, it was when we were cold. Yes, when we first got back from the pizza place. We were cold and we were cuddling, and I said we could warm up faster if you can kickstart my space heater. And he's like, what space heater? I said, my butt. If you spank it, it gets hot and turns red, so it must be a space heater. But he's new to spanking, so... basically, I just showed him where to aim and gave him a lot of positive feedback, but we didn't really get the heater going per se. The reason this is relevant is because this time at 3 or 5 a.m. or whenever the hell it was, I was on top again, but this time he was spanking me. So I came a lot harder and it was much better. And then I just kind of was like... laying on top of him, cuddling, and we're just kind of discussing like what we had done and what we had planned to do. And I mentioned that like he'd loved up my feet and I'd kicked him a bunch, but we hadn't really done any ass play, and I knew that was something else he enjoyed, so is that something he wanted to do still? And as we speak, his hands are like grabbing my ass. And he's like, well, you know, have you ever had your ass worshipped? And I'm like, no. So he starts just with his fingertips, just like teasing along the crack, teasing my asshole a little bit, lots of grabbing, and just running his fingers all around. And he's like, it's basically like that, except my tongue instead. And I'm like, That's pretty much the noises I make. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. We could do that sometime. This may have been actually later. I'm conflating everything because I just had a lot of good sex. Because I know at some point I showered, and then I think it was after the shower that he actually was rimming me and doing the whole ass worship thing, which was a lot of fun. But then my hair was a disaster, so I had to shower again after that, because I didn't pack a comb, because I'm a genius like that. Anyway, so yeah, got my ass worshipped. We've kind of previously mentioned like sitting on face, smothering, yada yada yada. I never did that this time because I'm a little bit scared I would like break his face. I don't know. But yeah, never, haven't sat on his face, but he's now worshipped my ass and my feet, so I feel very goddessy. Oh, and then actually that is, yes, the last, because we were kind of making sure we'd like ticked all of the boxes and kind of said, like, was there anything else that we, that you wanted to do, like, that we haven't done yet or anything else like that? And he's like, you know, last time when we had sex on our sides, that was really good. And he's right, it was really good. So I'm like, yeah, we should do that again. So yeah, it's basically spooning, but he was inside me, and like the way we line up means his cock is like dead onto my G spot. So it is a very, very fun time for me. So that was round four. Was and it was pretty fucking good ending to the night. Lots more cuddles and kisses because I'm a sap and I'm super affectionate, and also a lot more grabbing of his nuts because that's what he likes and he makes fun noises when I do that. And then we went out for brunch, and I did not have nearly enough coffee for the trip home, but I still made it home safely so I could record and tell you guys about my awesome hookup in the city. And I will shut up now about my hookup, because now I'm looking at not having sex for like another 2 months. So I will wallow with the rest of you who are not having sex. Love you all. I hope you enjoyed story time.